Hollywood celebrities demand gun control after Tennessee Christian school shooting, ban assault weapons now. By David Ng on March 27, 2023. Hollywood celebrities wasted little time demanding gun control in the immediate aftermath of Monday's shooting at a Christian school in Tennessee that left six dead, including three children. Authorities said the shooter, who is also dead, was a 28-year-old female. Stars calling for gun control just hours after the shooting took place include Julianne Moore, Mia Farrow, Sandra Bernhardt, Ethan Embry, and newly minted Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis. Ban assault weapons now. Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted in all caps. Hashtag ban assault weapons. We owe this to our children and our fellow human beings, Mia Farrow wrote. You cannot support law enforcement while making common sense gun legislation impossible to pass, Ethan Embry tweeted. As Breitbart News reported, the shooter was armed with two rifles and a handgun. Authorities said she entered the school through a side entrance. Officers entered the first story of the school. Began clearing it, they heard shots coming second level. They immediately went to the gunfire, said Metro Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron. When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her and she was fatally shot by responding police officers. Hollywood stars seized on the tragedy to push for limitations on the Second Amendment. Julianne Moore, who is one of Hollywood's biggest gun control activists, urged her Instagram followers to support the group Moms Demand Action, which has pushed for gun bans in the past. Jamie Lee Curtis expressed her mind with crystal clarity. Singer Jason Isbell criticized Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, R., implying he doesn't have the spine to enact gun control legislation. Comedian Sarah Silverman attacked Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, calling her a shitty nutsack. ABC's Scandal star Kerry Washington echoed one woman's call for gun control. We have got to do better, the actress tweeted. Borat director Larry Charles bizarrely drew a comparison with congressional efforts to ban China's TikTok. Netflix's The Watcher star Mia Farrow tweeted the hashtag ban assault weapons. We owe this to our children. Fox's Glee star Jane Lynch appeared to blame GOP members of Congress. Comedian Sandra Bernhardt echoed White House spokeswoman Karina Jean-Pierre's demand to do something. Netflix's Grace and Frankie star Ethan Embry launched an anti-conservative Twitter rant based on old news that the assailant was a teenager, when in fact she was 28 years old. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.